and welcome back to another episode of Let's Leisure. As you can tell from the title of this episode, I will be talking about the new Netflix movie, I Care a Lot. It was just released Friday, and I am kind of in love with it. I'm kind of obsessed, and will probably be rewatching very, very soon. So, if you have not seen it, there will be spoilers. I'm gonna be talking about like every little bit of information ish over this movie. So I'm basically gonna give the whole plot away. So if you want to go watch it, go watch it and then come back. But if you watched it already, hello, wasn't it so good? Okay. So let's get into it. It just dropped Friday. It stars Rosamund Pike, Issa Gonzalez, Diane Wiest, and Peter Dinklage. So the short story summary of this is about a shady legal guardian lands in hot water when she tries to basically milk a woman, like, for all her money, who has ties to a powerful gangster. So obviously you can tell. So Rosamund plays Marla Grayson. She's this like legal guardian, and she kind of is running like a low con, like Ponzi scheme almost. So I mean, like, her job is legal and she basically does everything legal, but it is like she pulls some strings, so it's not really like full on okay what she does. She basically gets these old people thrown into care homes who either have like no one, or they have, you know, people they don't even talk to anymore. So basically they're deemed unfit to live by themselves, and the state appoints her as a legal guardian because no one will step up. And then she automatically puts them in a home, even though they're like more than okay to live still, like, on their own. And sells their house, all their stuff that they own, pockets the money. Well, like, she pays for their home, obvi. And then she, like, basically is profiting and, like, milking them until they either, like, die or don't have anything. Which is, I mean, like, the idea is great. You're sending these old people into, you know, the home early and seeing how much you could basically get out of them while still keeping them, like, cared for in a home. Because, like, they showed two homes and they weren't bad. So it's not like she was just dumping them in, like, shitty places. But she definitely has all these connections because we are introduced to Diane's character. Her name is Jennifer. She is the elder person who suddenly has an appointed guardian, who's Marla. Everyone is kind of in on the game and everyone is taking a piece. So like the like head person of the care facility is like, hey Marla, I have a room open. She's like, all right, keep it open for me. And he's like, I'm gonna charge you this much. She's like, all right, give me, you know, however long, and I'll find someone to put in there. So like the rooms are filled, that's part of it. She gets, you know, she has like this doctor who is a doctor obviously, who tells her like, hey, I might have this elderly person that you could probably get. And so she goes to the doctor to find, oh, that's the whole gist, that's basically how the movie starts, is the head honcho of the care facility is like, hey, I have an open room. Marla's like, awesome, it's mine, let me find someone. So she's like out, she goes to the doctor, and the doctor is like, I may have someone. She doesn't have any relatives, it's just her. She's showing like small signs of like memory loss, blah blah blah. And they call it a cherry, which I guess I'm assuming it's like no connections to anybody, lives on their own. And so it's like the easiest way to become a like, the Corps will obviously say like they have no one, so like boom, appoints guardian. So like they twist it a little more and make it seem like she has like all this dementia and she's like immobile, blah blah blah, anything to like get her as to get Marla as the appointed guardian and into a home to where she can't care for herself. Lizzie lives in a nice ass house, she has like a nice car, And anyway, so Marla ends up getting appointed to be Jennifer's guardian. So she shows up and she's like, hey, I am now your legal guardian. You can't live on your own. And we're going to go to the care facility. So let me start off by saying that, okay, so like, it is genius, her idea, because these old people, like, don't know any better. But at the same time, I'm thinking, like, fuck, like, if someone tried to pull that shit on my grandma, like, what the hell? I would be terrified. And then I'm also thinking about, like, myself, like, someone just shows up and it's like, hey, I'm your appointed guardian and you've been deemed by the state that you can't live on your own. So now I'm going to take you to a care home and you can't have your cell phone and this is where you live now. You can't leave. Like, you don't have any kind of freedom. Like, I don't know why, but my anxiety peaked a little. I'm like, oh my God. And so I was like, this, like, sucks, but, like, this makes a good movie. So she shows up. Jennifer goes along. But it's, like, she's so hesitant. She's, like, trying to leave. And then her phone gets taken from her. And that's, like, I'm telling you, like, my anxiety was, like, no, no, no. This is so crazy. So good. But no, no, no. And, yeah. So then, you know, she's, like, they find out this lady had, like, again, the nice things. She had, like, stocks, and she had, like, three different savings accounts and, like, a safety deposit box with diamonds but weren't registered. So this lady was, like, absolutely, like, well off. She retired, like, in her 70s, blah, blah, blah. Like, one of the other characters, Asa Gonzalez, her character is named Fran, and she's, like, she's my hero, and I'm, like, yes, same. Three different savings accounts, like, stocks, all this other shit. And she's, like, well off. Like, same. I want to be Jennifer. Jennifer, like, how is it done, sis? But we then learn that she is supposed to be meeting her son. And her son is named Roman, who is a very powerful guy. And so he's, like, you need to get my mother and get her now. So they find out where the mom is, but in the attempt of trying to, like, basically snatch her from the care home, it doesn't work at all. They end up getting arrested, and then she ends up getting locked down, and it's not working. But before that, somebody had gone to Marla's office and was, like, threatening her and saying, like, you need to let her go. She has people to take care of her and all this, whatever. So, like, threats. Of course, Marla, being, like, this badass bitch, basically, like, she has no fear, all this confidence, like, in a whole suit, might I add, like, rocking it. She's like, I get threats all the time. I'm not scared of you just because you're a man, blah, blah, blah. And so she doesn't back down. But, of course, this turns into, like, them trying to, oh, I can't even remember what happens now. Oh, yeah, they tried to, like, kidnap her, and then, like, things turned bad because then they start beating her up. They, like, kidnap Marla and basically almost had her killed. But in a twist of events, Marla ends up making it out. And I was like, oh, my God, is this movie about to end because she literally dies? But no. So they, like, tried to kill Marla by making it seem like she was drunk and she, like, drove off a bridge. So then her water is, like, falling down, like, this big ass lake, but she makes it out. She wakes up and the car is filling up, the whole car is underwater at this point, and she's able to break the back window and then, like, swim up. And it is so weird because I had just seen this TikTok about, I think it was, like, a paramedic or EMT. Are they the same thing? I think, I don't know. But somebody had, like, you know, if you are in a car and there's water filling up, don't try to push against your doors, like, break a window, try to get out through the back window, and, like, you know, kind of like these low-key tips. And that's exactly what Marla did. One of the tips was, like, use your headrest, like, to break one of the windows, and that's what she did. I was like, how crazy, like, somebody actually uses it. I don't know. Because in movies, I personally don't really see that. Like, they either just kick it down or, I don't know, some other movie magic. But, again, anxiety here because I was like, oh, my God, the car is filling up. She's not going to be able to breathe. And then she's swimming all the way up because, again, her entire car is underwater. But it got deep. So she's, like, swimming forever. And I'm like, oh, no, she is not going to make it out. But she does. And she makes it to whatever gas station is, like, down there, and she, like, is able to get for help, and she goes home. But already at this time, Fran, the other character, who they don't really have names, but I'm obviously girlfriend, has also been beaten up and is left in the apartment. So their home is now, like, filled with gas, and Marla rescues Fran and seconds away from blowing up. Like, the whole place blows up, but they make it out. So, like, they were seconds away from being blown up. And then what else happens? Oh, yeah. So the gangster thought he could kill them off and, like, get the mother, blah, blah, blah. But that doesn't end up working because they both survive. And then they hatch a plan, and basically they kidnap him and basically fuck him up. And they get him in the hospital. He can't really speak because of whatever drug, so he's, like, intubated. So she's like, this is how it's gonna go. She's like, you're gonna pay me off, and I will let your mother go and let y'all be. And then, we can, like, never speak of this. And then he's like, well, what happens if I try and kill you again? She's like, well, then I'll just come back again. She's like, look how, I came after you this time, blah, blah, blah. But he's, like, impressed with her, as am I, because their whole plan, two women, all right, this is how fucking awesome their plan was, took over his bodyguards, drugged him, stole a car, dumped his body, dumped his car, and then that's it. Like, they literally, like, rehatched the plan. They didn't even want to kill him, okay, because the whole point was to, like, get paid. But she, like, got this whole plan to, like, fucking work. She, like, was able to make it into the building of wherever he, like, works to be able to, like, to be able to cross him and kidnap him, which is what it was. So that, like, this plan was, like, where is it going? And it worked out awesome. Yeah. Okay, so why do I feel like this is all over the place again? I don't know. But I was so fascinated with Rosamund's, like, with Marla, like, the character of Marla, okay? She's a sleek, straight bob haircut, a blonde, like, wow, like, chef's fucking kiss, this whole look. Power suit, red lip, I think at one point she has. Like, honestly, like, I want to be Marla again. I want to be Jennifer, I want to be Marla, I want to be all these people. Her look was just, like, whoever costume designer and, like, makeup, thank you so much, because Rosamund looks so good. So, it made me want to try my hair, but I know I'm not going to do it because I have not had long hair in so long. So, besides the point. I hope this makes sense. So, yeah. So, we think that's the end of it, you know, that he's going to be paid off. And she's like, and he's like, no, I have something better. He goes, I'm so impressed by you. I think we can make millions together and be great partners. So, that's basically it. They end up being, she ends up starting, like, this new legal guardianship company that she runs. She's like CEO, and so she, like, makes it a whole enterprise where she is the head honcho. So they kind of monopolize the whole I guess, like, Ponzi scheme, really. And then or pyramid scheme, Ponzi scheme, are they the same thing? I don't know. It's a whole scheme, really, sort of. And so they're, like, rich, and she's living her best life. And then at the very end, she ends up getting fucking shot. Okay, shot. So it kind of, not full circle, but kind of full circle. So at the very beginning, she's, like, coming out of court, and one of the elder people that she was legal guardian of, their son was like, fuck you, how can you, like, keep me away from my mom? That's my mom. You're just trying to, like, you know, drain her of her money, which is exactly what she was doing. And so anyway, so he comes back at the end after she does this interview and shoots her in the chest. And it kind of looked like it was in the heart, but, I mean, she, like, bleeds out. And then that's the end of the movie. That's literally how it ends. So I refuse to believe that she fucking died after everything. After surviving being drowned in a car and still coming out of that. And then, like, saving her girlfriend and almost being exploded or, you know, being blown up. Exploded. And then she just gets shot in the middle of the day by some guy who is still holding revenge. He's like, my mom died and I never got to see her, and it's all your fault because you restricted me from seeing her. And, like, he has a point. But yeah, like, after everything, dealing with the whole ass Russian gangster, because that's what Roman was, Peter Dinklage, that was his character, dealing with the whole gangster, that's how she dies. Like, that's it. So, I don't even know how long this movie was. It was, like, almost 2 hours, I think. Yeah, an hour and 59 minutes is what the internet says. But, like, wow. Absolute wow. Again, Marla was the character. It almost gives me, if you have seen Gone Girl, like, that very, like, no fucks, I'm a bad bitch attitude, kind of. Again, it's the same woman. Rosman is the same actress. But it's, like, very, like, you know, badass. So, yeah, I highly recommend. I say watch this movie. There's comedy in it, there's drama, there's some action in here, and it's just so good. Like, the plot is so good, because obviously if you already know what it's about, you already know what's coming. But if you go in blind, you don't know how this is going to turn out. Like, you really think there's going to be a one side wins, one side loses, but they both kind of end up winning. And Marla never loses. She literally says that. She never loses. And, yeah, besides that, like, the outfits are amazing. I want every suit that Rosman wore. She had this all-white one at the end. That was like, hello, work, hello. And then, what else? I don't know. Her attitude was just, like, no fucks. And I want it. Maybe I don't want to be, like, a total Marla, because she was, like, kind of bad, but the confidence and, like, her walking into court thinking, like, I have this case, I will not lose. Love it. Love to see it. Yeah, so crazy plot, because you really don't know how this is going. And for a second, I really thought the mom, Jennifer, was, like, the queen of whatever mob, which is why she was so important, but she was just the mother of the head honcho gangster. So that was cool. That was from the trailer that I thought the trailer that Jennifer was a really important person. Turn of events, yeah, the whole her surviving, the ending was very dumb. And then besides that, I just need the world to know that I need more Rosman. Like, I need more badass, unforgiving, hot characters. So, oh, one of the other really things too. Okay, so when we find out that Jennifer is part of, like, Roman is, like, this gangster Russian mob, whatever, when they realize, like, why do they want Jennifer, like, why is she so important, that's when they, like, really, really dig in, and they realize that, like, Jennifer's not even a real person, sort of ish. She had died, like, way back, and, like, they had scrubbed any evidence of, like, the true Jennifer, which is why when they did the initial sweep of, like, background and, like, looking into her, they didn't really realize and connect the dots and, like, really look at all, really, on who she truly was and how, like, sus she was. But then they found out, and then it was more than they could bargain for. She bit more off than she could chew. Okay. Gosh, I have no idea what else to say. This was such a good movie. So normally, like, when I watch movies and shows, I'll make notes, but I didn't make any notes. I just went in and was like, this movie's fucking good. Twist of events and the fact that she survives, they both survive. The twist and the fact that, like, it was a whole mob and they could not get to the mom no matter what. That's just how good Marla was. She had her on, like, lockdown and everything. And then what else? Oh, and then the fact that they ended up becoming partners. Like, I really thought, again, there was going to be a party that won and a party that lost, but they both ended up becoming partners and they started that whole company, which was, like, marvelous. But then I hate that she got shot. She didn't deserve it. She's a bad person, maybe, but, like, she didn't deserve it. Yeah. Ooh, I see somebody wrote a crime thriller, but that's kind of a good crime thriller. Yeah. Some comedy in there. It's kind of funny. But, yeah, if you're interested, it's on Netflix. Go watch it. I don't even know what else to say. This is what I get for not writing full-ass notes down. But, yeah, that's kind of all I have to say about this. I'll probably watch this again. And I will probably go watch Gone Girl again. And I really need to read that book. The amount of times that I have stopped and started and stopped Gone Girl, the book, like probably at least 8 times. I tried to read it last summer again, and I got through maybe like a quarter that time, and then I just kind of dropped it and moved on. So maybe we'll read Gone Girl and then watch Gone Girl. Probably not. I will probably watch Gone Girl, sit through a bunch of interviews that Rosman is in where she talks about Gone Girl, and maybe even this. I have missed a lot of these interviews. I mean, not that I like was actively seeking them, but like after watching this movie, I generally want to see what, you know, what they say. So thank you so much for hearing me babble about this and go on. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed this movie if you decide to watch it. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you guys next time next week. Bye.